Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here is your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Funnel Hacker Radio. I'm your host, Dave Woodward. And today, yes, you have the opportunity of hearing from the one and only famous now, Tyler Shaw. Tyler, welcome to the show.
Hey, Dave. Thanks.
I am so excited. This is one of those things where I didn't understand exactly what you were doing in your business. And I saw you post on Facebook and I was like, oh my gosh, this guy's absolutely crushing it. He's one of our now over 200 Two Comma Club winners. And he's been just crushing it in a space that most people would never ever think was possible. And so I'm going to let him kind of talk to you about it. But in the last 8 months, I think you said over 1.1 million bucks or something. Some crazy.
Yeah, thing. Dave, that's right. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm super excited to be on here. I'm kind of fangirling a little bit, getting to hang out with you for a little bit. So thanks for having me on the show.
Well, I know you're the executive director of a Christian children's summer camp in Canada. And that's kind of how this whole thing started. So if you don't mind, just take a couple minutes, give people the backstories of how you use ClickFunnels to fill camps. I mean, just bizarre.
Yeah, sure, Dave. Let me give you a little bit of the story about kind of how I went from being a high school teacher to a summer camp director to an online marketer, because that's kind of like a unique path, right? Like 4 years ago, the camp I grew up at, met my wife at, and everything, the director, you know, really tragically passed away, and they were looking for someone to fill in. And after, you know, a little bit of talking and thinking, I thought, you know, this would be something that'd be a lot of fun. So in addition to teaching high school science and math, I jumped in and started to be the director of this Christian kids camp. So we have 9 weeks in the summer and offer some, you know, school trips and things like that throughout the year. And, you know, in the middle of that, there was kind of a difficult time to take over because it wasn't doing so great. We had lots of empty spaces. The budget was kind of tight. So we had to try to figure out a way to make it work, right? Because it's an important mission. It's something that was really dear to my heart. And I thought, you know, this can't just stop, right? We got to do better. We got to get kids there who are going to love this and have a life-changing, unforgettable experience. So we racked our brains about ways to get kids there. And, you know, in addition to lots of other strategies, one of the things we thought was, hey, we got to get online, because we kind of did the classic camp thing, which is send out a brochure with a little paper slip inside, and you got to depend on parents not to lose the thing, and then they got to fill it out and put it in the mail it in, and then register kids totally paper manually, right? And so we had an online system, and I thought, you know, if we really pushed hard with our online marketing and online sales, I bet you this would really blow up for us. And this is just me being a math teacher, right? Thinking online thing is cool. These are, you know, kids age 6 to 12. Their parents are kind of just on this cusp of knowing online stuff and being okay with giving their credit cards online and things like that. So why don't we try it, right? So we jumped in and tried lots of different things. And then one day I came across Russell's stuff, ordered the books, read .com secrets, saw ClickFunnels, you know, jumped into it, and it worked, and it helped us incredibly. Yeah, you got it. Because we were really struggling. You know, how do you find a system that can help you market and sell all together that has a lot of the strategy and tactics kind of built into it, or, you know, the education that comes along with it? So yeah, we were able to take that and put it together into a funnel that last year did almost 1.2 million online in like 8 months.
That's so crazy. And again, in a niche and industry, people would never think online stuff would work for. I mean, it's still in Christian summer camps.
Yeah, it is the most offline niche ever, right? So I tell people all the time, they're like, oh, I can't do online stuff. I'm an offline business. I say, hey, if I can do it with a summer camp in Canada, you can do it for anything.
That is insane. So tell me, what are you doing now? I mean, that I know was kind of where it started. And that was, what, just last summer?
Yeah, so we've been using it for a couple years, and last year was kind of the big year that blew up for us. We came up with a funnel that had, you know, three kind of unique phases to it.
So walk me through the funnel. How did the funnel work?
Yeah. Well, we really came across something important, not just probably in the camp industry, but across all industries, and that's that the price point for us sure, it's kind of expensive and parents wonder if they want to spend that much money or not for the kids to go away for a week. But in the end, you know, we're talking about parents' children. You know, if they're to write down a list of their assets, they probably don't include their kids in it. But that's because they're like so valuable, they don't even make it on the list of assets, right? They wouldn't even think of that way. But, you know, they care so much about their kids that is really the prime decision is, can we trust these people to take care of my kids for a week? So we really isolated the fact that we had to build trust and belief that we could care for their kids, you know, love them for a week and give them an amazing experience as fast as possible. So the front end of our funnel was actually something we totally funnel hacked directly from Russell. So you'll have to say a big thank you to him. It was his viral share contest funnel from his Snapchat promotion.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, we totally funnel hacked that, grabbed that viral share contest software, used that. Because our whole plan was, you know, we can't tell people how awesome of a camp we are. They don't care if we tell them, but they will incredibly care if their friends, family, neighbors, and colleagues
very, very cool.
tell them that we're awesome. So that was really the strategy, was we needed kind of our number one asset, which was our camper parents from the past years, to tell everybody they knew that we were a great place to go. So we set up the front end of this funnel as this huge viral share contest, set up some free weeks of camp, some free camp gear, and said, hey, if you share like crazy, we'll give you points and someone's going to win all this stuff. Well, it was incredible. Like, we just blew up people's news feeds for like weeks on end. And that goodwill that we, you know, established through other people's promotion of us was really the key, I think, to doing so well last year.
That is killer. Again, it's one of those things I was thinking, gosh, that's been, we don't even have that one up right now. So I'm thinking, we need to.
Yeah, it's been a while ago.
I think that's awesome. So obviously you go from the viral share funnel to what happens, where does, they've now shared this, where do you take them back to? What type of page, what's the funnel, where are they going to next?
Yep. So then from there, it went into kind of our custom CRM system, which is a camp software that registers kids. And then after they came out of that, we really spent the next either, you know, 3 to 16 weeks in an indoctrination sequence. Because what we're doing is we're getting the parents excited, the kids excited about coming to camp. Because we know that at that point, they're just, you know, they're signed up. And we know that if we can pre-frame that excitement when they get there, it's just going to be awesome. So we send lots of information, lots of FAQs. Basically, we are objection crushing the parents with all the worries they've got and the, you know, the problems that they could think for their kids. I talked to our registrar and the people who work our phones and say, you know, what do they call you and talk to you about? What do they worry about? And they tell us all the requests that parents call with or worries that they call with. They kind of talk moms down and ease their anxiety.
Oh my God.
And we started putting that into email sequences. And so we drip content on them. So that was the middle part of the funnel. And then the end part of the funnel was really cool because this is where, you know, we would say that we really kind of increased the cart value per camper household. We knew that if we could establish them coming back next year and increase our retention numbers, that we would just be doing awesome for the following year. So what we did was we started seeding that idea while they were at camp. So while they're at camp, we know that we have the parents 100% attention. In
of
fact, it's like
my kids.
Yeah, exactly. It's like 51 weeks of the year, we're kind of a cool place. But for that 1 week, we are the most important thing to a parent. So we just would just communicate like crazy with them, right? Send them tons of emails, tons of live updates on Instagram and Facebook. Try to get a picture of every kid every day. And we've got like, you know, over 400 kids a week as part of our camp programs, either day camp or summer camp. And, you know, just really feed those parents what they want when they want it with two big ideas. The first I said was retention. You know, you guys got to come back next year and kind of get that set up. And the way we did that was we know if someone will refer us at that moment, the chances of them being retained the following year is amazing. Because if you think about it, if someone will tell someone else that you're awesome, then they've just declared their belief in you.
Sure.
and that, you know, they're going to come back next year, right? So we did that. And the second thing was we said, you know, we're pretty full, but sometimes we have spaces because we run about 90% occupancy.
I love scarcity.
Yeah, you got it. So we say, hey, there's a few spots left and we'll give you a discount if you register while your kid's at camp to come back, you know, for next week or the week after. So those are the two big things we did.
So this is like the same value. Same summer.
Yeah.
You're having to come the same summer. So repeat buyers.
Yes, we did two things. Yeah. So we do repeat buyers in that summer and then we get them to refer in the summer so that we can retain next year.
Oh, that was such a great idea.
Yeah. It was kind of a lengthy funnel, but that's kind of our industry, right? Is the buyer's journey is, you know, up to 6 months, 8 months long. So we've got to kind of walk with them throughout that whole time.
Tyler, that is so cool. So how much does a week cost?
Our day camps are just under $200 and summer camps could be as high as about $600.
Great. So, I mean, it's an investment for the parent. So
totally. And it's not, you know, we're not the most expensive. We're not the least expensive. We're kind of middle of the road, but it is discretionary income, right? We know it's not a need, it's a want. And so we really market that way. And, you know, the two big things for us are probably, you know, trust and belief and establishing that. And then the fear of missing out. So we just publish a ton of media in the summer to show parents what other kids are doing and having fun. Because what we realized was that when a parent sees a video of their child having fun, the best thing they can do is share it. Like their kid is a couple hours away at summer camp. They see a video of, you know, the little Johnny doing something fun outdoors. They can't reach out and give him a hug. But what they can do is, you know, hit that share button 10 times. Email the whole family,
they
see our camp everywhere. So that's how, you know, that's been our biggest strategy, is dominating in social media through other people. They're not just coming because we say it's amazing.
Yeah.
They're coming because other people say it's amazing. And that's probably been our biggest learning over the last couple of years.
I love it. So I know you've got a quiz funnel you're doing this year or something there. What was the whole idea? Yeah. What's your quiz funnel?
Yeah, so that was last year's funnel. It was kind of the social, the viral share funnel. This year, we're doing a survey funnel. So it's called Find the Perfect Week of Camp for Your Child. And it's totally modeled on, you know, a bunch of stuff you guys have done. I totally geeked out on all those survey funnels. So the first couple of questions are just like total gimme questions. So we say, tell us, you know, in one word, describe your child. And we've got these awesome five descriptors. You know, they're curious, they're fun, they're energetic.
Oh my God.
You know, they're humorous, and every parent wants to say something nice about their kid, right? So they just start clicking. And the next is, tell us about what your child would love to do at camp. And then we have about eight items of just the coolest, funnest activities we have. And really it's not to find out what they want to do. It's for us to promote to them the eight awesome things we've got, right? So we say, you know, we've got a high ropes course, we've got tubing behind a jet boat, we've got horseback riding, we've got archery, we've got an inflatable obstacle course. You know, what would your child like to do? And then the third question is, are you new or returning? Because we want to be able to segment for that, because we know that if returning, we want to take them down a pathway where they do a referral for us. And if they're new, we really want to, you know, love them a lot and hold their hand a little more closely in the registration process. And the last question is, how old is your child? Because that's going to segment for the page we serve them with about the camp experience that fits their child's age group. So that's rolling out next week for us.
Tyler, from a high school science teacher, you've done pretty good. I mean, give me a break.
Hey.
1.2 last year, 2 million on track for this year. I mean, you guys are crushing it. Killing it.
Yeah, it's going to be good. You know, we've about doubled enrollment over 4 years and 4x'd our online sales. And you know, there's a lot of factors, but ClickFunnels has allowed us to move fast on ideas, you know, because we can just quickly publish something and go, right? And try it out, test it out. If it doesn't work, we haven't invested too much time. It's all right. We kill it. Try something new. If it does work, we keep optimizing and tweaking. And, you know, one crazy thing we did last year, this you'll get a kick out of this. We took a free plus shipping funnel and we made a donor conversion funnel out of it. Because we've got lots and lots of camper parents who would never donate to us. We're a Christian charity, so we run great Christian camp experiences, but we also have a charitable side where we invite kids to come to camp that you know, otherwise couldn't pay for camp. We call it our summer fund. So we raised money for that. So last year we got thinking, you know, a lot of parents don't really know that we do that. They love us, that we're a great summer camp that their kids come to. We really need to convert these camper parents into donors. So we put together a free plus shipping funnel at Christmas last year, where we said, you know, you can get a Forest Cliff Camp swag bag, and it was a toque and a bunch of Forest Cliff gear in it for free, just $10 shipping. It's perfect to give your kids for Christmas, and they'll love it. So that was kind of the front end. And the second end was a video of me saying, hey guys, Christmas is a time for giving. And you probably didn't know this, but we have tons of kids at camp who only get to come because people like you give. You know, you just gave an awesome gift to your child. Would you consider giving a gift to another child who really needs it this season?
Oh my gosh, how cool is that?
Yeah. So then we had, it's, you know, $53 a month sponsorship is what we run. And we say, could you do one payment of $53? So, you know, we had a pretty small sample size. We had a number of people who took it. And then the third page was an upsell, a one-click upsell, because that's, you know, ClickFunnels is awesome for that, right? to turn it into a recurring subscription giving. You know, you've given $53. That covers, that covers January, the first month. Would you consider clicking this one button and being a monthly sponsor and taking care of that whole sponsorship? And so it was awesome.
Do you remember what the conversion numbers were on that?
Oh, it was awesome. So the conversions on the gift were 12%, and the conversion on the MRR was maybe another 12%, between 10 and 12. Yeah, it was awesome. Gosh. In fact, we won this huge, I say it's huge. We won a really cool award from a big nonprofit online fundraising agency in the state. So I got to go down there and got this plaque for that campaign. And I was telling everybody down there about ClickFunnels, and they're like, "What are you talking about?" I was like, "Oh, you guys got to use this thing. It's amazing, right?" So you know, for us, the power of ClickFunnels has been, you know, the education and kind of the mentorship, you know, that virtual mentorship that you and Russell and so many people provide, as well as, you know, a tool that's easy to use, quick to learn, and really fast to implement. And it's been amazing for us because we can just get in there and do stuff, right? And try it out.
I'm just so impressed. I hope you guys who are listening here understand what's taking place, and you're finding different ways you can use this type of stuff in your own business. Just the idea as far as the viral share funnel. I love the charitable donation funnel and the quiz funnel. I mean, those are just crazy, crazy things that most nonprofits would never, ever think about doing. And it's just, again, it's such a great way you guys are implementing this kind of stuff. And I think one of the things you were talking about is now you've got other camps who are wanting to learn from you on how to fill their camps too.
Yeah. So, you know, I go to the conferences and talk to my colleagues, and they're like, what is going on? Like, what are you doing? And so I started sharing a little bit more about it. And, you know, I had dozens of people asking me. So I started up my own camp marketing consultancy. and again, like ClickFunnels just makes it easy, because I was like, I just got this idea. I was like, I should do this. And then set up a sales page, set up a membership site, and then started enrolling people. So I started as a course, sold the course for almost a year. The last 8 months, I've made it kind of a monthly consultancy. But here's the crazy thing, Dave. As I've done this for camp directors, and I just kind of talk about it in my regular life, I've got business owners and people who are an offline business around me saying, like, could I do this too? So it's been a neat journey over the last couple months for me to start thinking, how could I take all the stuff that we've done in the context of selling camp to help offline businesses, you know, grow from six figures to seven figures. Through getting online clients, you know, going online, finding the clients online, enrolling them online, and then serving them online, right? So that's kind of my next big thing. That's what I'm excited for, and that's what I'm jumping into in a couple weeks.
Tyler, I'll have to have you back on the show. You'll have to tell us the success of that one next year. That's just crazy, crazy cool. Yeah. I love it. Congratulations. I think it's just, I love how you guys are just totally crushing it. Again, we actually are doing this as a video recording. You guys can catch it over on funnelhacker.tv. One of the things Tyler has in his back of his wall here is just two Comic Club plaque. And he actually is going to be at Funnel Hacking Live, for those of you who are attending. He's going to be one of our roundtable hosts. He'll be there answering any questions. So again, if you're not coming to Funnel Hacking Live, by all means, go to funnelhackinglive.com, sign up, register for it. Again, I'm so excited because people are dying to get a hold of you on this stuff. So Tyler, how are people going to be able to reach out to you and find out more about what you're doing? Where do you want to?
Yeah, you know, it's probably easiest just to go on Facebook, look up Tyler Shaul, my last name's Shaule, and message me. I love having conversations. And you know, if you are an offline business and you are a professional or a service provider and you want to go from six figures to seven figures by getting online clients, then message me and we'll figure out if it's a good fit, if we could work together. And we'll see what happens. This is something I'm just getting into. So I'd love to chat with lots of funnel hackers out there to see if I could help.
Tyler, congratulations on all your success. I'm so proud of you. I just love seeing how people are using the stuff we're putting out there in the universe. And again, I never would have thought that through what you were doing, you'd be filling Christian summer camps, but I love it. And again, congratulations on all your success. Can't wait to see you in Orlando here in March. And again, any parting words you want to tell everybody before we hang up here?
Oh, you know, just that, you know, I was 5 years ago, 4 years ago, I was a high school math and science teacher. And last year, a 2 Comma Club award winner. And then this year launching, last year launched my own consultancy and this year jumping into, you know, business. So, you know, it's possible. And it's just taking imperfect action, trying it out and using ClickFunnels. And I think it's achievable for everybody. That's why I reached out to you, Dave, because I was on one of your lives and you said, you know, we all have a moral obligation to share and publish and put out there what's going on for us so that we can help other people. And that's what I want to do. I want to put that word out and encourage, you know, regular people just like me to jump in, to learn and to get ready for the success that can come when you have the right mentors, the right tools, and the right mindset to just get in and do it.
I love it. Tyler, thank you so much. I can't wait to see you in Orlando in just a couple months here. And again, yeah, Congratulations on your success. It's just awesome.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks for listening to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast. If you'd like to be notified anytime we release a new episode, just subscribe over at funnelhackerradio.com. In addition to that, we'd love to send you a free gift. You can find that free gift at funnelhackerradio.com/free trial. One last thing is we love giving away cars. So if you'd like access to a free dream car, all you have to do is go to funnelhackerradio.com/dreamcar and you'll get all the details. Thanks again for listening.